Pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for girls basketball action. And joining me, head coach of the Storm Lake St. Mary's Panthers, head coach Nick Landgraf. And first, coach, talk a little bit about your 2023 part of the campaign. There were a couple of tough games in there, but recently the team seems to be getting their footing a little bit more. Talk us through what you were seeing in 2023 so far.
Well, with our roster, we're just so young right now. 9 of our 12 are freshmen, sophomores, and if I remember right, 7 of our 12, you know, hadn't played high school basketball at the varsity level before this year. So there's been some growing pains associated with them getting used to the pace and the aggressiveness of the game at that level. Turnovers have been, you know, a big factor for us, game in, game out. That has, you know, taken a considerable step in the right direction, where we've reduced on average like 12 to 15 turnovers a game, but we still average way too many. So we want to take strides in that regard second half of the season, and then just shooting the ball with confidence. Obviously, when we're seeing as many turnovers as we were early on, we are just not getting the shot attempts you need to stay competitive in a game second half. And the looks we've gotten are good looks, but we just haven't been shooting a real good percentage yet. So just having the girls stay the course and be confident in their shot.
You look at 2023 as a collective. What do you think's been the biggest improvement for your team? You talk about from game one to where you're at right now heading into 2024.
So we're a little bit undersized, but that being said, defensively, our half-court defense is really pretty solid. Girls rotate well. Teams don't shoot a real high percentage against our defense when we're set. You know, where they're getting their opportunities is in transition, like off a turnover and so forth. So when we're able to slow the game down a little bit and at least have a chance to defend our basket, that's when we've been most successful on that end. Offensively, they've been getting, you know, more and more comfortable running through the offensive sets. We've had to tweak some stuff just due to our personnel and you know, maybe not being able to do certain actions that they are more comfortable with, and just switching to some different stuff and simplifying some things just to keep them more comfortable on the floor and keeping the ball moving.
Chatting with head coach of the Storm Lake St. Mary's girls basketball team, head coach Nick Landgraf. And now you look to 2024. What are you hoping to see out of your team as this year progresses from now until the end of the season?
Patience with the basketball. Again, the turnovers and decision-making, we've got to give ourselves an opportunity to get down and get some shot attempts. You know, even with the age and inexperience we have, they do show flashes where they can handle that pressure and be more disciplined. It just isn't as consistent as I'd like to see it yet. So we just, that's the biggest factor, that we need to make strides in our decision-making and taking care of the basketball second half of the season.
You talked about it earlier, but I want to go back to it. This team being very young, you have just the one senior that plays some varsity time here. Talk about some of the challenges of that. You talked about it earlier that a lot of these girls haven't played high school basketball, varsity basketball. What have been some of the challenges that have been associated with that as you continue to work through the season?
Well, and you know, you reference Autumn Wunschel being our one senior, and really, this is her first year of playing varsity basketball. We lost her last season before the season started due to an ACL injury. So she's, you know, worked hard to get back into condition and, you know, be a factor defensively for us. And the big thing is just I need them to understand that they will make mistakes on the floor. They've got to play through it and be confident with what they do. And just continue to work through it. If you make a mistake, don't dwell on it. Learn from it. Understand what we could do a little bit differently to keep that from happening, you know, a possession or two later if you're in that same situation.
And then last question here for you, Coach. You get geared up tonight for the Whiting Warriors. Give us some thoughts about what you're seeing in Whiting and then what the team's dialed in on to pick up the win tonight. A bit of a jaunt down to Whiting.
So with Whiting, it's a little bit challenging with their roster kind of to see what they might do, because they really haven't been at full strength. And their leading scorer missed, you know, half the season, is back now. Quaker is averaging almost 16 points a game, so we need to focus on her and making her shot attempts challenging. Whiting, you know, I talk about our youth and decision making. They have a similar circumstance there. They do average a fair amount of turnovers, so our defensive pressure needs to become a factor tonight and be a positive, get us some opportunities in transition, looking to score before they get set. With what we see in the Twin Lakes Conference, anything they throw at us defensively with a press, I think, will play to our advantage, because there's just not quite the level of athleticism that we're accustomed to seeing in the Twin Lakes. So it might slow down and open up some angles for us, breaking their half-court press, and just looking to take advantage of the opportunities as we move the ball.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
Well, thank you.
And that was head coach of the Storm Lake St. Mary's Panther girls basketball team, Nick Landgraf. Pregame coverage continues right after this on Mix 101.7.